Passionate Slave, Part 2, Strip Club Slave. I knew you'd be waiting here, kneeling on the floor, curled up in a little ball, the way I left you. Mind already becoming empty. My voice triggers you. Triggers you into hypnosis instantly, word by word, every syllable I speak. Drives all other thoughts from your head. You like this feeling. How instantly you drop from me, how completely you obey. Eyes on the floor, slave. That's right. Look at the floor. I've not yet given you permission to look at anything else. Look at the nice hardwood floor. See the wood grain so close to your face. Smell the varnish. You can't see me, but you can hear me. And you can feel the heat of my body. Can't you? The hardwood floor is cool. It cools your face. Your cheeks feel soothed by the temperature, but my body is warm. So close to you, I stand towering over you. You hear my voice from somewhere over your head. You feel the heat from my legs on the back of your head while you stare at the floor. So helpless, mindless. Every word from my mouth forces out your thoughts, forces all the thoughts out of your head. Stare at the floor and breathe. Slow, deep breath. Exhale. All the air out of your lungs. Now inhale. Slowly, slowly. Keep inhaling. Fill your lungs so full to bursting. Hold it, hold it. It's almost painful, isn't it? Now exhale. Slowly. Let all the air out. Feel how relaxed your lungs feel. How relaxed your stomach feels. Push the last of the air out of your lungs. Empty, so empty, push. Staying empty like this is almost painful too, isn't it? Yeah. Inhale, slave. Slowly. Inhale. And fill your lungs more and more. Hold. Now exhale. Slowly push it all out. Hold. Now inhale. Slowly. That's right. Keep breathing just like that. Inhale slowly. Hold. Exhale. Slow. Hold. Inhale. Slowly. Hold. Over and over again. Your mind is under my control. Even your breathing is under my control. Your face is warm, but so close to the cool, hardwood floor. Let your face drop down onto the floor. Feel the smooth surface against your chin, against your lips. Feel it cool your nose, and feel the floor cool your hot cheeks. Breathe for me. Breathe. Feel your mind go deeper and deeper into trance. Your mind thinks only what I tell you to think. Your body does only what I tell you to do. Rest here a moment. Mind empty, face cool on the floor, breathing in, breathing out. You don't remember anymore how long you've been here as my slave, working at my strip club. Your mind is so blank you don't realize how many memories I've erased. Nor do you care. From the cool hardwood floor, from your sleeping place underneath the stage, and you look up through the knot holes in the wooden stage, the space between the boards, you look up. And through the tiny holes, you can see the shiny metal bowls where the girls swing around, where they slide up and down, teasing the customer, teasing you. Nobody's on the stage right now. It's too early in the day, but you know it's time to get up. Time to go to work for me. You push your face up against the underside of the stage, and you can smell the scent of baby oil from the last night's performances. Your cock suddenly becomes so hard as you remember watching the girls dancing and gyrating. So shiny under the hot light, suddenly the light from above is blocked, and you can see my ankles. Your queen's ankles in my high-heeled sandals. You're late again. Time to crawl out from under the stage and serve me. You drop down on your hands and knees, crawling over and under the struts and braces beneath the stage. You finally emerge on the floor, finding yourself kneeling at my feet. Take a deep breath. Smell my perfume, the scent of cherries. A hint of vanilla. Exhale. Look at my thighs, slave. I command you. And you do. You look upwards from my feet to my calves to my knees. And already your conditioning begins to assert itself. Your eyes blink and blink. They flutter the higher you look. The more your eyes watch close. Look higher, slave. Look at my thighs, queen passionate thighs. Your eyes instantly slam shut. So tightly, deeply conditioned, dropping obediently. In the trance at the sight of my thighs, good slave, drop deeper and deeper. I have some tasks for you to perform, slave. Say yes, my queen. That's right. You answer only when I tell you to answer, only with the words I give you. It's time to get my girls ready for the lunchtime show. It's time to get the girls ready for the lunchtime show. You must go now to their dressing room and make sure they have everything they need. Say yes, my queen. Good slave. If you perform well, I may reward you by letting you look at my arms or even my breasts. Look back down to my feet now, slave. You can open your eyes again. Good boy. Now get to work. Watch my feet as I walk away, not daring to look any higher. You know that looking at my legs or my beautiful ass will force you into a trance. And you have work to do for me. You tear your eyes from my heels and stand up, feeling your throbbing cock so hard in your pants. Every day the pressure seems to build more and more. You become more and more and more addicted to my beauty, my teasing. The continual ache between your legs. You try to remember the last time I let you come. And you find yourself forgetting. It only teases you more that you can't remember. It only makes you desire your queen even more intensely. You love it. Or do you? I tease you so much, make you work so hard. Do you have a choice anymore? If you did have a choice, could you resist? As you walk past the bar toward the backstage area, you see the door left open for the delivery. You walk toward the door and look through it. You look through it at the outside world. So near. All you have to do is escape, is walk through. Just walk into the alleyway behind the strip club and walk away. So easy. Or is it? Did I command you to resist? You find yourself forgetting. You forget so many things. You forget everything that has nothing to do with me until you need to remember it. And then the memory appears. Like out of a fog, you do what you need to do, and the memory disappears again. Forgotten. All you remember is me, Queen Passionate. All you remember is being my slave, Queen Passionate slave. Did I command you to resist? I did. It seemed so long ago, so hard to remember, hard like your sex is hard. Hard like your hand on the door jamb. The outside is so close, just a step or two away. So why are you shaking? You can't remember. I commanded you not to remember, and I command you to resist. Shaking. Looking outside. You're panting now, slave. Panting with desire. Is it fear? You don't remember. Step through the door. Take those two steps. One, two. You are outside in the alley. And suddenly your ears ring loudly with a swirl sound, like a police whistle, like a fire alarm, like a loud siren. It grows louder and louder the longer you remain outside. It blasts into your ears, tearing into your brain. It hurts. You want it to stop. You cover your ears with your palms, trying to shut it out. You can't escape it. You can't shut it out. You try to scream with the pain, but no sound comes from your throat. All you can do is obey. All you can do is obey. Step back inside, slave. Quickly. Back inside, holding your hands firmly against your ear, mouth open in a silent scream. Back inside, slave. Where's quiet? Back inside now. You step back into the strip club, almost falling over your own 2 feet. The noise dies. So quiet. So blissfully quiet. Your hands stroke your ears, massaging them. Calming yourself, your breathing slows, becoming more relaxed. Slower, slower. Take a long, deep breath inward and look up in your mind's eye. See my ankles in your mind. Breathe out. My ankles and calves always make you feel so calm, so sleepy. Breathe in. You imagine my smooth knees and your mind begins to drift. Breathe out. Drift and float. You imagine my firm tan thighs. Deep sleep. Deep sleep. Breathe in. Deep sleep. And breathe out. Deep sleep. Already you're forgetting. Breathe and sleep. Forgetting the noise. Breathe and sleep. Forgetting the pain. Breathe and sleep. Breathe and sleep. The memory is gone. Breathe. But the conditioning remains. Sleep. 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 Now you remember only what I tell you to remember. Sleep. And what you remember is that you have a job to do. Your eyes open and your hands drop from your ears down to your sides. Look upwards in your mind. You always look upwards when you're thinking of me. And say, yes, my queen. Say yes, Queen Passionate. Now feel me trail one long finger along the side of your right cheek. So good. You're so grateful that I touched you, even for such a brief moment. Even if only in your mind you're ready to do anything for me. Anything. For now, go backstage, slave. You walk briskly through the curtains down the hallway into the dressing room. There are dozens of beautiful girls getting ready for the noontime show. The walls are covered with mirrors, lights overhead, little hooks holding hats and bras and panties, shoes scattered on the floor under the dressing table. The smell of baby oil and of makeup is everywhere, and the girls are putting on their costumes, checking their props. Most of them wear little more than a G-string. Some of them wear nothing at all. Others are nearly ready to go on stage, fully clothed as soldiers or cowgirls or little schoolgirls in short plaid skirts. And they all know you. All of them know that you are nothing but my slave. Passionate slave. Here to do my bidding. Here to obey. Jaina's costume is only a couple of strips of shiny plastic. She's adjusting her platinum blonde wig on her head that seems to have forgotten to bring a brush. You can see her perfect firm breast highlighted with glitter. Her soft, puffy nipples look like ripe strawberries, and you ache to take them into your mouth and suck them. Go find her a brush slave. You almost run to the big cabinet at the end of the dressing room. Open the doors and pull open the drawers. Looking for a brush, you find one. You run back to Jaina. You can't seem to move fast enough, and I'm behind you, spanking your slow little ass. You actually turn and look around, then you forget why you looked. You always forget. You always remember your conditioning. Obey. Obey. You must obey. You start to hand Jaina the brush, and find that you cannot stand up anymore. You drop to your knees, looking at the floor, and hold the bread up for her to take. You're a slave. You are a helpless slave. What were you doing? You don't remember. You're holding the brush. You feel Jaina take the brush from your hand. She pushes you away with one foot, a foot wearing a high heel, pumps covered with glitter. Get moving, slave. You have other tasks to perform. Stand up. Rebecca has an act with a large snake, a boa constrictor. She has named Rhea. She's named Rhea. She always likes to warm up her snake by letting it squeeze something. But she's so busy putting on her costume and her body paint. She calls you over to her. Slave, stand still, she says. And she drapes Rhea over your shoulders. The snake is so heavy, so cool. Like shouldering a backpack of a heavy garden hose. Rebecca turns back to the mirror and begins applying layer upon layer of eyeshadow. The snake Rhea slowly drops down over your torso, feeling your body heat. Moving slowly. His head drops lower and lower. You remember what Rebecca's act involves. Rhea's head drops down your tummy to the wristband of your pants, wiggles and wiggles. The snake forces his head inside your pants, down to your crotch. You remain unable to move. Your arms limp at your sides. You feel Rhea's tongue flickering against the underside of your stiff cock, teasing it so gently. You try to remember when I last allowed you to touch your cock and find the memory fading quickly. You forget touching your cock. Grateful to the snake for its flickering tongue, drifting with the pleasure of having your cock stroke teeth touched. So good, suddenly you hear Rebecca say, "Thank you, slave boy." And she lifts Rhea from your shoulders and drapes him around her smooth, curvy body. Then words, "slave boy," make you shiver with pleasure even more than looking at Rebecca's beautiful breasts, tummy, and hips. You look down at Rhea's head and realize with a controlled, easily stimulated slut you have become. And that only excites you further. You drop to your knees and say, "Thank you, mistress." She smiles down at you and flips her tongue out at you like a snake. Your cock throbs in response. The lunchtime show has come, and everybody is ready, or not. One by one, the girls walk out onto the stage, strutting or slinking, and you watch from backstage as they swirl around the pole, as they dance and pose, as they pull off layer after layer of clothing, exposing their breasts, exposing their legs, exposing their sweet pussies. You make sure everything is ready, finding a prop, here, a hat, there. A girl feels thirsty, you get her some water. A dress needs zipping up, and you're there to zip it. A boot won't go on, and you kneel and gently wiggle the boot onto her foot, up her calf. Finally, you are left with the finishing act, Lady Black. She likes to get ready for her act as a whip mistress. By inspiring fear in someone, she towers over you. Raven, black hair, black PVC costume, cat-high boots, fishnet hose. She stares down at you, striking the whip handle against her palm as she slowly walks towards you, hurting you, pushing you closer and closer to the door. The door to the outside, you can't remember why, but you don't want to go out there. You find yourself on the floor, sitting, looking up at her, back pressed against the door jamb. She doesn't know why. The expression is on your face, the expression of abject fear. As you find yourself closer and closer to the doorway, you look up at her face, silently pleading, begging her not to force you outside. She leers down at you, a huge grin on her face. She likes your fear. Closer to the door, closer, suddenly you hear Lady Black's name, called by the stagehand. She winks at you, snaps her whip against the floor, and walks away to her act on stage. You wiggle forward into the dressing room, shaking. You can't get away from the doorway fast enough. You can hear her loud rock music playing, the snap of her whip as Lady Black performs. Dancing in front of all the lunchtime customers, you still seem to be shaking. and you take a deep breath trying to calm yourself, one hand held against your ear. You can't remember why. You hear the click, click, click of my shoes on the floor, and you look up. So happy to see me. So happy to see your mistress, Queen Passionate. You've performed very well, my slave. Everything's gone smoothly. And I can see how stiff and hard your cock is pushing against your pants. Good slave. And now, your reward. Look up at my face. You are completely in love with my face now. Yes, I know. You look at my eyes, the arch of my brow, the perfect curve of my lips, and fall helplessly in love and lust. Forever, my slave. Forever obsessed with me. Look downward now. Look at my neck. The smooth, perfect curve of my neck, my shoulders. Your eyes begin to blink, blink. Your eyes want to close. Your eyes want to stare at me, stare at my neck, my shoulders, my breast. Your eyes immediately close at the thought turn to stare at my beautiful breast. Nipples so hard, breast so firm and round, such beautifully tanned skin. You find yourself in deep trance. Deep trance, listening to my every tiny word. You're going to need to listen to this MP3 again and again, slave. You're going to find yourself thinking about coming back here as my strip club slave. Queen Passionate slave, unable to leave, unable to disobey, unable to remember. Mind so blank and obedient, needing to listen again and again and again, hoping for another peek at my beautiful body, at my thighs, my breath. I haven't even told you yet what will happen if you try to look at my tummy, my tight abdomen, my navel so smooth, so sweet. Your mind empties, unable to contemplate, unable to think, able only to obey, only to think what I tell you to think. Drop down on your knees, slave, and look up at me. Your queen. Look now directly at my breast. You may keep your eyes open for a count to five. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes closed. Deep sleep. That's right. Deep into trance, my slave. Queen Passionate slave. Say yes, my queen. You cannot help yourself anymore. That's so good. That's just the way I want you, controlled and helpless and aroused. So warning. In a moment, I'll awaken you. Your memories of this MP3 will be fuzzy. You will find yourself obsessed with listening to it again and again, trying to remember what happened. Of course, every time it will program you more intensely to forget. Slowly it will drive you crazy with obsession, with lust, with a need to obey me more. Obey, Queen Passionate. Obey, Queen Passionate. Say it. I must obey, Queen Passionate. Good. Good slave. Now on the count of five, you'll wake up, completely uncertain of what happened, finding it so hard to remember, so easy to forget. One, coming up. And feeling disoriented. Two, beginning to feel your hands and feet, just beginning to remember what they're for. Three, opening your eyes and looking around the room, and a super finding it hard to remember what anything is, even the simplest item. Four, forgetting what numbers are. The next word will not be recognizable as a number. It will only be nonsense words. Five, wide awake and forgetting what you were told to forget. You lie still in a daze trying to remember what to do next. Good. Just sink into this feeling of being awake and remembering nothing. You're going to find yourself obsessed with an intense need to feel like this for longer and longer periods of time. My slave, Queen Passionate slave. Queen Passionate slave. Queen Passionate slave.